Yeah, delighted. It was great performance from start to finish, even. When they had 11 men in the park, I thought we were still well ahead, well on top. And you know, and it's been a great day. You know, and I think it's been deserved. I think the last few weeks we've been playing really well. We played well at Capital last week and didn't get the rewards for the performance. But I think today they got the rewards and a convincing victory.
How important is this in the title
round
today?
Well, it's still a long way to go, but it's huge in terms of where we want to try and be. You know, we're up there challenging. You know, it's no doubt after 25 games, 26 games we've played now, we're up there in merit. You know, and you look at where we came from last year, I think we finished maybe 10 points, maybe more behind Dunfermline last year. Then now we're maybe 10 points ahead of them, 14 points ahead of them, so it shows you how well we've came in a short time. You know, we've worked really hard to get where we wanted to be, and Dunfermline's a huge club, and they'll be disappointed, obviously, because become a big club becomes big pressure, and obviously they'll know where they want to be, but we can look after ourselves, and you know, and I thought today was a terrific the performance was.
Do you think they're out of it now?
I don't know. It's obviously I can only worry about Stranraer, but you kind of put the finger on what's happened, because at the start of the season I thought they were everybody's favourites, and rightly so. I mean, that squad they had, I think they've signed. I went to their game in Tuesday night and made 7 changes to their team. I kind of made 1 change to my team, you know. So I had 2 guys on the bench, 1 the fit to go on the bench because we're down to the bare bones. So, but it just shows you sometimes that's they know the way to go is flood it with players, maybe the small squad that we've got and how much we are together. It shows, you know, and but. I the film will keep on going. They're a proud club, and I'm sure Jordan and Neil will keep going to the very end. And there's a lot of points to play for, so I wouldn't say write them out yet, you know. But obviously, we're just delighted where we are.
After losing to one of the rivals last week, I mean, you must have been after a reaction today. You must have been stressing, you know. We need to get back on the wagon.
Yeah, we were disappointed last week because, as I said at the time, we didn't deserve to lose a game. I thought we competed really well against another full-time side, and you're talking about 2 full-time sides in your division. It's very difficult to compete, and it just shows you what isn't. Obviously, 4th and Brecon as well are up there, so it just shows you how hard we've worked this year to try and bridge that gap. But you're right, the way we get reaction, you know, what we always do for the players. Yeah, every time they take a setback, they always bounce back, and it just shows you the spirit in the dressing room, they can do that.
You seem quite subdued, Stevie. I know all the fans going away, they were absolutely bouncing, but you seem quite subdued just now. Are you sort of trying to rein in the enthusiasm for the performance?
Not for me. It was another game. It was another victory against a good side. You know, so I only take it 1 game at a time, and supporters obviously do get carried away. They've seen a team today that was on top of the form. I thought, as I said earlier on, for the start, for the next time around, I thought we were miles better. And also what Dunfermline were, you know, I thought it was some terrific performances, and 2 ex-Pars players that they'll not get some mention. Wally Gibson, I thought, was outstanding. Stevie Bell was magnificent, you know, and special mention to the A2. It's always good, always nice playing against old clubs, but it's only nice when you win the games, and delighted for the A2 because obviously they were there for a long time. And to be fair to them, I've got a lot of respect for the club, you know, and obviously they spoke to the players about how big they were and what they came down and done today. So, well, we're aware that we're on for a difficult game, but we handled everything, you know, and now we look to Tuesday. You know, we need to focus on that now. It's another big game, and I've always said we'll try and win as many games as we can, and whatever it takes is then only time will tell.
5 different goal scorers, Stranraer's biggest ever win over Dunfermline. It's a good day, I imagine, makes the journey back up that wee bit easier.
Yeah, as I said, it's just showed how far we've came and over the last 2 or 3 years, considering when we first started off, you know, we tried to survive in the division when Rangers get put down. We did that following you. We managed to finish below the 2 full teams, and Rangers Dunfermline this year were above the 2 full time teams. So that just shows the journey we've been on, you know, and it's all down to the players in that dressing room. Everyone at a man, they just work their socks off. Everything we're going to ask them to go and do, they go and do it. And they'll enjoy it. There's no doubt they'll enjoy putting the pairs up tomorrow. But for me, it'll be back to business tomorrow, looking at the next game because it's come thick and fast, and check how our squad's doing, because, as I said earlier on, it's down to the bare bones, and we'll just have to see how it is.
I saw last 5 minutes Craig Pettigrew kicking the advertising board in frustration, and Willie Gibson raging he never got the pass from maybe a 6th goal. So I mean, there's that determination even at 5-1, they still want to go forward and make it even better.
Yeah, it just shows you how the players demand from each other. You know, every one of them demand, each player plays at the top of the form every week, you know, and it just shows when you're 5-1 up, and you know, it's, you maybe think take your foot off the gas, but players are still wanting the ball. Craig Peggs was desperate for a goal, so he kicks it. he kicks the advertising board. Wally Gibson was in one of the games that just didn't want to see the ball the whole game, and so it just shows the players demand off each other, you know, and that works right through from myself and assistant manager right through the whole team, and it just shows with 5-1 up, a lot of teams would just content for that, but none of the players wanted to score more goals, which is also great, you know. But the most important thing for me today was 3 points, and gets us back on track after last week's disappointment.
Cool.
Thanks very much.